This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves on this election night edition of the program. And with you, as usual, here on Tuesday night, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. I imagine some people probably will want to comment on the election, which, by the way, we did hear this morning that Guam had voted for Hillary Clinton. Now, we had a caller last night who was actually in Guam, and he informed us that Guam has, since 1984, correctly predicted the national elections. So there hasn't been an election since 1984, 32 years. Guam has correctly predicted it. They voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. So whether that will wash out for the entirety of the United States or not still remains to be seen. So, you know, as some of the results come in tonight, we might share that with you. I just got back from the polls myself. Was at Keene's Ward 4 doing Election Day outreach. Mm-hmm. Johnson, you've done this with me in the past. And basically what we do is stand outside of the polls and ask folks if they're willing to take a one-question exit survey. The question actually has nothing whatsoever to do with the election. It has to do with whether or not people think the government is too big, too small, or just the right size. And as has been the tradition, the majority of the respondents think the government is too big, at least here in New Hampshire. I suspect other places you would get different results, like in California or New York or something like that.
I definitely think that the government is too big, and we need Hillary to shrink it.
Well, no one said that, but there was one guy who said he thought the government was too big, but then went on to say that people need a living wage.
Yeah, no, this is the election of cognitive dissonance.
Most people saying the government was too big, which is usually the case. Of course, most people walked by or said they didn't have time, so we don't know what those people think. Only about 3 or 4 people said that the government is too small, and a couple, maybe like 15 or 17 of the ones I talked to said that it was just right. So I had about, I think I had like 30 or 50, I have to count it up again, but a lot of people said too big. So it's always nice to see that happen, and kind of the whole point of the process is to find people who think the government's too big so we can network together with those folks. So that's what I just did. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Literally just walked in seconds before we went on the air, so honestly, I don't even know what else is in the news today besides the election. I presume there is something else out there. And we'll get to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Johnson, what was it that you wanted to discuss here tonight?
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about tickets, getting tickets.
Tickets
not
for...
Not tickets like driving tickets, but tickets like for concerts,
tickets.
Events,
tickets that you would enjoy
shows.
Getting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, ticket scalpers, right? Everybody knows about ticket scalpers.
People who buy tickets in advance and then sell them, hoping to make a profit.
Yep. They have a bad reputation. Critics deride them as malicious, as bad actors, and sometimes even deem them the primary cause of a purported nationwide bot epidemic.
A bot epidemic.
Yep. Meaning robots. Responding to fan complaints about the paucity of tickets, de facto monopolist Live Nation Entertainment points to the scourge of bots, software that allows scalpers to buy tickets en masse and resell them on secondary market sites like SeatGeek and StubHub. Instead of finding a solution on their own, though, ticket sellers want the federal government to do their policing
Boo.
For them. In July, Senators Jerry Moran and Chuck Schumer introduced the BOTS Act, a bill that promises equitable consumer access to tickets. Whatever that means.
Oh, no.
The most recent Senate hearing on the issue featured compelling personal narratives about fans who weren't able to get cheap tickets to popular shows such as the hit musical Hamilton. But closer analysis of the legislation's details cast doubt on whether it truly would benefit fans. Indeed, it clearly misses several crucial pieces of the puzzle. Big surprise. A solution in search of a problem, the first question is obvious. Are ticket harvesting bots actually a significant problem? To be sure, those who seek to outlaw them are armed with anecdotes. Research from New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman finds at least tens of thousands of tickets per year are acquired using bots. But given that
tens of thousands? I mean, that's not a lot.
No, that doesn't sound like a lot
at all. I mean, if you think about think about like a big venue,
right?
You know, some sort of football stadium or humongous concert venue or whatever. There are tens of thousands of people who will attend one concert.
Yep.
If they're saying that tens of thousands of tickets in a year were purchased by bots on the internet,
right?
That's like probably a fraction of each concert that ever happens. I mean, right now, or not right now, probably not that many concerts on a Tuesday night, but in any given week across the United States. There are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of concerts and other, plays and other things that tickets might be sold for.
Live Nation's Ticketmaster service sold 147 million tickets in 2012.
Right. That's just Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Even if bots acquired 100,000 tickets a year, that would still be significantly less than 1% of all tickets sold. For its part, Ticketmaster estimates that 60% of the most desirable tickets for some shows are purchased by bots. Well, that's certainly interesting, because 60% of 147 million is certainly not 100,000.
No, no. They said 60% of the most desirable shows.
Right.
Isn't that what they said?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've got a fair point. Yep.
So that the idea being that if the scalper who's running these bots thinks that a particular concert will be a sellout, then they're more likely to buy more of it.
Right.
Whereas if they are just buying to buy and to resell and they're not really sure, then they'll probably buy like 1% or a 0.5% or, something like that.
Yep.
Because if the buyer buys too much, then they overextend themselves, then they're going to lose money.
Yep.
So that's why they don't just go. That's why the bot doesn't just go and buy 100% of the tickets, because they have no idea in a lot of cases.
How many people are gonna show up. Well, leaving aside the profusion of qualifiers needed to make even that claim, it probably shouldn't be surprising that high demand and underpriced tickets are the most likely to be resold. But this ignores that venues contribute to the problem by not making tickets available to the general public in the first place. For example, analysis of a 2013 Justin Bieber concert in Nashville, Tennessee, revealed that 92% of tickets were pre-sold for credit card promotions to fan clubs, to VIP programs, or to the artist. Even if bots bought 60% of the Bieber tickets released to the general public, it would represent only 4% of the show's seats.
Unbelievable.
The Bots Act would punish digital ticket scalping as an unfair and deceptive practice, but the way tickets are currently sold is neither fair nor transparent. Schneiderman's report acknowledged that ticket sellers are complicit in limiting the general public's access to tickets. The investigation found a majority, 56% on average, of tickets are pre-sold or put on hold for the most popular concerts. Given that managers and artists often resell these tickets to the highest bidders, it's clear why industry insiders support a crackdown on bots. They compete directly in the resale market. The culture long ago evolved to regard scalpers with moral repugnance, similar to the there's using a lot of good words in this article, similar to the opprobrium reserved for price gougers, speculators, and arbitragers. Indeed, Nobel laureate economist Alvin Roth has identified ticket scalping as a market in which repugnance discourages what would be otherwise efficient market activity. But norms can change. Usury, that is, charging interest on loans, also was once deemed morally repugnant, but modern financial markets could scarcely exist without it.
I just don't get it. I don't understand why people find ticket scalpers to be repugnant.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people who are performing a legitimate service of purchasing tickets and then selling them to people who are usually last-minute buyers, people who are ultimately procrastinators, people who could have gotten a good deal if they bought at the presale or if they bought right
at the
release.
A lot of events nowadays, you go to buy a ticket and the event is sold out within 60 seconds. I mean, that happens very, very
often. How often?
Very frequently. I don't have a statistic in front of me, but I can tell you that it happens. Let me tell you.
Has it happened to you?
I've seen it happen. It hasn't really happened to me. There hasn't been an event that I've necessarily.
Well, then,
there have been events I knew I would want to go to.
And in that case, the scalper is performing a useful service. They're being there at the time at which the tickets are released when you didn't, and they got the ticket, so they get to sell it to you at the whatever
but
price you want.
You could easily say that if they weren't there, the event wouldn't have sold out in that fashion.
Not if they're buying 1% of the damn tickets.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough.
The toll free number's here, 855-450-free. But even if they bought 50%, they're still willing to sell you the ticket.
If the Justin Bieber concert.
Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Polls are closing on the East Coast as the United States goes into the most ridiculous election of my lifetime. Yep. So we'll give you the updates as they come in. There's going to be more of them as, you know, we get later in the show. We're only in our first hour here tonight. So we're actually talking about scalping. I want to get back into that here in a moment because I'm going to defend the scalpers here, and because I think it's a legitimate service that they're providing. We'll get into that, but also want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, and if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, as well as government overspending, liberty news. You'll get their free daily dispatch as well over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's Ian, Cody, and Johnson in the studio tonight.
Every time I hear that, I just want to be like, don't be fooled by the lamestream media, the news that's so last century.
That's your Ernie Hancock imitation. So let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then more about scalping here in moments. I guess robot scalpers, more specifically, is what we're talking about here. Scripts that go on to ticket-buying websites and purchase up tickets for the purpose of reselling them. Let's go to Rusty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. I just wanted to say that hopefully this is the last presidential election that either one of us is going to be spending in the U.S. Hopefully we each gain our independence, New Hampshire and Texas.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, but you know, I'm a realist, and I know that these things, political change takes a long time, unless there's some sort of huge renaissance for secession within the next few years. It's very unlikely that this will be our last election. But I appreciate the optimism. I hope you're right. And I hope that, you know, whoever it is that wins this election tonight really encourages people to start talking about and thinking about secession, because there's going to be a lot of mad, angry people who are going to want to see some sort of solution sooner than 4 years.
Well, I believe the Texas Nationalist Movement is expecting probably at least tens of thousands of signatures pledging their vote for Texas independence within the next few days, just based off the election results. Hopefully New Hampshire sees a increase as well as people interested in the idea of secession. The president, whoever's elected, isn't going to fix everything. It's just a carrot that dangles. If voting worked, they wouldn't allow us to do it, you know? So,
that's a good point.
Probably be at least three more elections. That would be what I would guess, because Skynet's probably not going to come online until around 2029. That's the prediction.
What's some interesting stuff, y'all? I just wanted to say, hopefully one of us gain independence, and I wish y'all luck tonight. And just my prediction, I think Trump's going to take it. I think we'll be a surprise, and, you know, the media will be kind of kicked back, just showed how biased they are. But,
it would be a shocker if that were the case.
It would be a shocker. I just don't see it happening. I wish, you know, I don't know. Like, I just want to see, like, a complete drama show. Like, that's all I want to see, is I just want to see wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Hey, Rusty, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We got Kyle out in Guam where it is morning time. It's 10 o'clock or something like that in the morning right now, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's correct. About 10:20.
Welcome. I did open the show by mentioning that we did check the results for Guam this morning, and it looked like Hillary Clinton just overwhelmingly won Guam. Is that right?
Yeah. She crushed it here, apparently. I mean, it was bad.
I think within the continental U.S., I'm pretty sure Gary Jones is going to take it.
He's doing all right so far in New Hampshire with only 1% reporting. He's got 6.6%, which is actually pretty high for a libertarian.
They only
candidate.
Need the 5, right? The 5 to get the funding.
No. What you're thinking about there is national. There is a national funding available at 5%.
Right.
But I think he would have to get that across the whole country.
Right.
Which he may or may not.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's if New Hampshire reflects at all,
I don't expect it will.
Country, you know.
If Gary Johnson does better than 2%, I'll be blown away.
Right.
I really will. Kyle, so what did you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to really, first of all, thank you guys, Free Talk Live, for helping me out. About 2 years ago is when I kind of got my eyes open to libertarianism. Sadly, it was already after the election. So I really didn't have a chance to really kind of put those that philosophy into action. But this was the first election that I really felt good, you know, afterwards. As much as, like,
really?
You know, I don't think the result is going to be that great. I really felt good about how I made my choices, about how I, you know, really, you know, I could walk away with a smile knowing that I didn't cause any of the problems.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, when you're a liberty-minded person and you actually have somebody to vote yeah. for that doesn't make you feel icky, it's a better feeling to be able to walk away and, like, hold your head at least somewhat high
right.
and that you did not vote for an evil person this time around. And that is it's a better feeling. It's a good feeling. And, you know, that can be true for other people. Like, I saw a guy who was voting for the Green Party today. And, you know, those people can feel good, too, because they're voting for somebody they agree with. They don't have to feel reserves. They don't have to feel frustrated about that choice. And it is a good feeling. I mean, I still don't like the fact that we even have the voting system or the government, but, you know, that's where we are.
I think regardless of what yeah. happens tonight, yeah. that after the election, I'm sure that Trump and Hillary and Bernie will all be at a big party together with Bill, and they'll just be all sitting around toasting with George W. will probably be there. And,
I heard W. was going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah, they'll all be there together, shaking hands, super happy.
Yeah, I'd like to say that the biggest change really for me since becoming a libertarian or voluntarist or whatever you want to call it has been my kind of change from being a fear-based kind of choice making or decision making. You know, before you're always worried about the terrorists, and then on the other side you're worried about big companies taking over, and now it's like I'm not really scared of those things. I feel like I kind of see the lies now. So, I mean, it really helped me out, and I feel like, you know, now I'm not following just the flow of whatever I normally was a part of. So I'd like to say thank you guys for that, and also, you know, for all of you that are listening that are fans of the show, do what I did and start amping, because, you know, you really feel like you're a part of something now.
Thanks, dude. I really appreciate the call, and thanks for following up from Guam. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yep.
He's talking about the AMP program, which you can join over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You know, it's interesting how the media is already calling certain states. I mean,
right. Projected to win Indiana, Kentucky, and is Trump, and Clinton is projected to, she's, you know, takes Vermont already.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I get that, you know, they're optimistic here saying that at 1% reporting
right.
in Vermont that Clinton has 53.9%. I guess they're just saying, well, you know, what are the odds that it'll change at 100%? I mean, 1%? Can you really extrapolate anything from 1%?
Malcolm Gladwell has this, you know, thing called thin slicing. The first thing you get and you see is generally going to be the truth, you know, like out of statistics.
Huh? All right. Yeah, it's probably true. It probably won't change. Odds are good.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's going to win Vermont. Yeah. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, but still, you know, they barely had a chance to count any votes at this point. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It is the live election night edition of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Coming up, for those of you who are tuned to LRN.FM, you'll be able to hear a special edition of Off the Air Live later tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, which will be after the West Coast polls have closed. And so you can ring in whatever horrible election results there are with Cody O'Connor right up until midnight tonight.
Yep.
Eastern time at LRN.FM. So that's still to come. Also, on the way here tonight, if we get the chance, you know, if it's not wall-to-wall election-related calls, there's a crazy story. I mean, it's not that shocking, but Adobe, the company that makes all variety of computer software, now has a tool.
Some people are freaking out about it, but, you know, when you listen to the actual edited results, you can kind of tell it's edited. Plus,
I haven't even mentioned what it does.
The tool,
after 20 minutes of listening to you, can make you say anything.
Yeah.
So we can get in. I'd like to talk about it because we knew this was coming. And
I can't wait to play with it.
Yeah, it does sound like fun. We'll get into that here. Also, Edward Snowden has revealed that for about a $30 cost, you can hack a voting machine. And apparently he showed how to do it. So we got that story as well. But we actually started the show out tonight with a story that you brought in, Johnson, about scalpers, and specifically robot scalpers.
And you say, domo arigato, tickado scalper.
What does that mean, domo arigato?
Domo arigato means thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
But it's a very famous song, domo arigato.
And that's Japanese. I know the song, I just don't know what, I don't know Japanese. So scalpers, yeah, I want to defend them. I know you've got a little more to the story here, sure. But it's so far, for those of you just tuning in, it's been about robots that go on ticket sites when the tickets are released to whatever concert or, you know, sporting event or whatever we're talking about. They will buy a certain number of those tickets and then turn around and sell them a little bit later on for hopefully a profit. And some people look askance at this. They look negatively at ticket scalping. And ultimately, I think it's because somebody gave it a really bad-sounding name. Scalping. Right. You know, it's, you know, it evokes the idea of scalping an Indian, like an Indian scalping somebody's head off or whatever, or their scalp off.
Oh, you got a good point. There should be, we need some of those social justice warriors to get out there and start protesting this term.
Well, what if they had, you know, obviously it was the ticket scalpers.
I'm handing you guys a cause. I mean, jump on it.
Obviously, the scalpers themselves didn't come up with the name. Somebody else did. Right. But what if they had called themselves ticket concierge?
Right.
Or, you know, I'm your ticket concierge. I will go and get the ticket for you.
Right.
And then, you know, bring it to you and sell it to you at a slight markup.
I'm pretty sure they probably do call themselves that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they would define themselves. But ultimately, that's what they do.
Right.
They're just providing you with the intermediary service of being there at the time when the tickets are released. You know, if you're busy or you don't even know that the concert's happening and then you find out later on and you're like, oh, I really wanted to go see Justin Bieber. And, whoops, it's sold out. Well, oh, there's this guy over here who's willing to sell me the ticket for $20 more or twice as much. I don't know what the typical markup is.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, let's get into it, because I don't think there's a problem with that.
Writing in the New York Times, Harvard University economist Gregory Mankiw, which sounds eerily close to Mankiw for me, Gregory Mankiw notes of his recent experience spending $2,500 for tickets to Hamilton, this is the musical on Broadway, that it was only because the price was so high that I was able to buy tickets at all on such short notice.
Because it would have sold out otherwise.
Right. Mankiw's tale illustrates a frequently forgotten fact, namely that tickets purchased by bots do end up in the hands of genuine fans.
Mm-hmm.
By making tickets available closer to the event date and by raising their perceived costs, scalpers are also able to help ensure that venues fill. When scalpers buy and resell tickets, they bear the risk of stale inventory so that primary ticket sellers don't have to. Like any investment, scalpers can lose money. When scalpers guess wrong, they have to sell the tickets at below face value. This allows the market to clear and allows consumers to buy at a price that better matches how much they value the experience. Tightening controls on ticket resellers would expose primary ticket outlets to a liquidity and seat inventory risk. Scalpers also help provide crucial market information to both venues and to consumers. The prices paid in the secondary market signal to venues when tickets are underpriced and concerts are undervalued. Secondary market vendors such as SeatGeek, for example, collect and share data on past ticket transactions to provide ticket cost analysis to vendors and fans. These services create value for consumers and shouldn't be suppressed. Because it would raise the cost of using bots, the bots act would leave fewer tickets available through services like StubHub and even Ticketmaster itself. It wouldn't kill the secondary market, but scalpers likely would raise prices to account for the higher risk that any given ticket would go unsold. It will also change the distribution of tickets to favor those willing to stand in line the longest, those who have the fastest internet connections, or even just those who happen to have good timing or good luck. It's hard to see how any of this benefits fans. Another expected effect of legislation like this would be to reduce innovation in ticket sales. Fueled by the demand for tickets, investors continue to fund new entrepreneurs in the event space. For example, the app Pogo Seat allows existing ticket holders to browse and purchase potential seat upgrades from their smartphones while they are in the venue.
What?
Yeah. Sites like SeatGeek provide information on the going prices of tickets, helping consumers gauge whether they are getting a good or a bad deal.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, I'm not a concert goer of any regular sort, but I was on a – there was this web – I guess some company Mark was talking to about possible advertising, and I went and vetted the company. Sometimes he comes up with some questionable companies, so I always like to look at them before they, you know, move on the air.
Right.
And, I was really impressed with the different seating kind of purchasing systems that they have. They're really like smart and easy to use, and like you get to pick the seats that you want.
Right.
And, you know, it's a really easy to kind of interact with, whether it's Ticketmaster or one of the other competitors, StubHub. Like all of these different places have a map of each venue that they're selling tickets for, and they're all interactive. And like now what you're talking about takes it to the next level with an app that would allow you to actually change seats with somebody who's actually there.
Right. It's amazing.
How does that work? Is it somebody who's just like, yeah, maybe, I've got this front row seat, but it's not that great. I'd rather go sit in the nosebleeds if somebody's willing to pay me for it.
I don't know. Or maybe there's just available seats and you can purchase an upgrade from the venue itself or something. I don't know.
Okay,
you
maybe.
Know how that works.
Although I could see that, like, you know, if you've got a really nice seat, but somebody's willing to pay you $3,000 for it and you only paid $1,000, you're like, oh, I'll take $2,000 to go up to the nosebleeds.
Yeah, exactly. That's possible, too.
Okay.
But one thing's clear, though, punishing digital ticket resellers would probably scare away capital investments in apps that better match consumers with tickets, leading to worse outcomes for everyone. So, the case against federal regulation. There are some subtle differences in the two versions of the BOTS Act currently wending their way through Congress. The House version, H.R. 5104, sponsored by Representatives Marsha Blackburn and Paul Tonko, would make the purchase and use of bots to acquire tickets a federal crime.
Wow.
The Senate bill is vaguer, prohibiting the circumvention of control measures used by Internet ticket sellers to ensure equitable consumer access to tickets. The Senate version...
How do you enforce that?
I don't even know.
I mean, look, when you go into these sites, they usually have CAPTCHA, which is a system, for those that don't know, it's where you type in the letters and numbers to prove that you're a human being. I mean, I guess there's a chance that there's some bots that can do CAPTCHAs pretty effectively. But, like, how do you know? I guess it would be based on, oh, this IP address is buying more than X amount of tickets per minute or something like that, to where they could say, ah, this could be a bot. But how do you prove that, right? Because if you are a policing agency and Ticketmaster comes to you and says, this IP address purchased 20 tickets within a two-minute time frame, and so we believe it's a bot.
Right.
Is that going to be enough to convict somebody?
Well, I have 20 computers, and I had 20 people all by them at once. You know,
how do you prove what actually occurred there?
Yeah.
Because you have to prove your case in court, presuming the person doesn't just take a plea deal and that's that.
Well, the Senate version could also affect a broader range of user activities, for example, allowing primary ticket outlets to bar season ticket holders from reselling their seats. There's more on this.
Where is this from, by the way? I don't know if you
is from TechDirt.
Okay.
Yeah,
they tend to seem
very libertarian. Yeah, they are very libertarian.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on scalpers. It's Free Talk Live. Also, Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As it is, of course, the election night in the United States, Guam, with the Hillary Clinton win, which some say will mean that that's who will win the United States, since Guam has predicted it correctly since 1984, according to the gentleman who called in last night about Guam.
Currently, Trump has 8 times the electoral college votes as Hillary right now, according to Politico.
Yep. Politico.com, usually the best site, in my opinion, to follow along. They've usually got a good breakdown. You can actually drill down to, like, the county level and, you know, look and see who voted how and wherever. So we'll keep an eye on the voting.
I would say, though, by the way, what I just said was just complete meaningless nonsense, just to sort of call into example how meaningless those kinds of things. He's got 8 times the electoral votes because they've called 3 states and they've only called 1.
And they're calling them at 1%.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, well, I'm not sure about that, but we'll see.
And the states that they've called were already clearly red states, and the, you know,
right
state that was called for Hillary Vermont is, you know, clearly a blue state.
So we can talk more about that as the night goes on, but we've been discussing scalpers, specifically robot scalpers of tickets, event tickets, venue tickets, you know, concerts, sporting events, whatever we're talking about here.
Right.
There are these people who have robots, these scripts that they run
right.
that will snap up tickets as soon as they're released, and then they will sell them as the event gets closer to procrastinators.
Yep.
And you know what? I think that's a valuable service. A procrastinator is someone who will have to pay more because they didn't get it
right.
early. They could have been there when the tickets were released, but they weren't because they weren't sure if they wanted to go, or maybe you know, they just didn't know if they wanted to spend it. Well, now they're going to have to spend more because they were later. And I say these people are providing a valuable market service, but the federal government and some of the people there are trying to crush scalpers by passing legislation, which it's proposed legislation, correct? There's a House and Senate
right.
version and hasn't passed yet.
I wouldn't mind seeing these ticket venues themselves say that, you know, have some sort of instated rule or be, you know, if they were trying to do this themselves, these ticket venue sales and like the government were helping them to do that. But if they were to say that the ticket scalping has to be delayed for, you know, 5 hours or a day or 24 hours after the sales, ticket sales go on sale from the primary venue, the primary ticket sale holder, so that bots couldn't be used to snap up the tickets within the first like 30 seconds of tickets going on sale. You know, like if they know it's going to be a public, you know, a popular event, like, you know, why do the ticket sellers, you know, I see that as kind of a problem that some of the scalpers are able to get in and just take the tickets, raise the prices, you know, like that, you know, it's, I mean, maybe it's a market service. I don't know.
You were saying earlier was that the it's not the scalpers who are really at fault here. The venue or
underpricing the tickets.
The promoter or the venue or whoever it was basically holds on to 90-something percent of the tickets and then only actually releases 4% of the general public to purchase. So that's a problem right there.
Yeah.
They're purposely restricting the marketplace for these tickets in order to increase the prices of them.
Well,
so you can't blame the scalpers for being smart enough to get in there and buy a few of them up. I mean, that's just good business.
Yep.
If somebody puts a product out, look, it's the same thing with like Furby. Remember the Furby? Remember the Tamagotchi?
Yeah,
remember Tickle Me Elmo? Okay, before the internet was huge, there was I remember when I was in retail, and you are now in retail, Cody. You're working at CVS, so I don't know if you're going to experience the same phenomenon, because I don't know if CVS is going to carry whatever the hot toy is. But there's always like a hot toy in the Christmas season, whatever it is. It's something different every year.
Not the hot toy anymore.
Was that something from South Park?
Elmo's not the hot toy anymore.
I don't think so. But Elmo's probably always going to be popular. But regardless, there was there's this phenomenon where parents will go in, they'll fight over, you know, the last Elmo on the shelf. There were literally fist fights. It didn't happen at my store, but, you know, you hear about these things happening. Parents fighting, struggling over control over the last few remaining toys. And then you start seeing them show up on eBay. So, you know, there are people who are smart enough to see the trend.
We used to know people that would be smart enough to do that.
We used to know them?
Yeah, there were some people who lived here in Keene who would buy things up at the holiday season, snap them up if they saw a deal, and resell them on eBay and other sites and
that's
make
the
fantastic
same thing.
Profits. Right?
That's
exactly.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So should there be a rule against that? Oh, you can't buy something the first day if you're intending to resell?
I remember one of the guys told me about seeing some Texas Instrument calculators on sale for like $15 or $30, you know, at Walmart, and he bought like 50 of them or something.
What, like graphing calculators?
Yeah, graphing calculators.
I remember when those were $100.
That's what they sell for, and for some reason they were on sale at Walmart for like $15 or $30. He's like, okay, well, they're mine
thanks.
Now.
Yeah. And go online and mark them up twice as much. And
He marked them up way more than twice as much, but yeah. That's,
so same thing. Why is it different for tickets?
He marked them up to the market value. You know, they were being sold at under market value.
Well, and if somebody's willing to pay twice as much for a Justin Bieber ticket, then that's the market value for it. So why is there any difference?
Right.
It's because you don't call it a Tickle Me Elmo scalper.
Right.
They don't have the same, you know, negative connotation that goes along with it. Anyway,
Elmo doesn't want to be scalped. Leave Elmo scalping.
It would make a fun video if somebody actually scalped.
Wow. There's a video where they took him and they put Elmo behind a jet engine. That's an interesting video.
Okay.
Anyway, the law would empower the Federal Trade Commission to police compliance with the terms and conditions of private contracts. That sets a dangerous precedent. Under Senator Schumer's vision, the Federal Trade Commission would target websites that assist in selling digitally scalped tickets, issue cease and desist orders, and level fines in the millions of dollars for unfair trade activities. In practice, the law would grant the entertainment industry a hammer to smash its competition in the resale market. But little effort has been made to explain the case for federal involvement in an area in which state enforcement has long been proven more than adequate. More than 30 states have scalping laws, and 14 states ban the use of bots in ticket purchasing.
Ugh.
Furthermore, ticket fraud and other coercive activities are already illegal under criminal law. A federal criminal statute would be both redundant and excessive.
Mm.
For that matter, the industry appears perfectly capable of handling this issue on its own. Venues and primary ticket holders can and do recover tickets from individuals who purchase them in violations of the terms and conditions.
Okay.
In 2007, Ticketmaster successfully sued software maker RMG Technologies for $18.2 million over programs designed to circumvent anti-scalping measures. Companies also spend big sums hiring machine learning experts to outwit the bots. The bots act act would shift these enforcement costs to the federal government and ultimately to the taxpayers. There are simpler solutions. Basic economics dictates the easiest way to minimize scalping is either for venues to raise ticket prices or for artists who to have many, many more concerts. The secondary market for tickets exists only because the venues and artists routinely underprice and undersupply tickets. If artists truly want their fans to have access to lower ticket prices, they can hold concerts over consecutive nights or schedule them at larger venues. Increasing supply for the most popular concerts will shrink the secondary ticket. Country singer Garth Brooks chose to add concerts to cities based on demand. His decision to disrupt the way the concerts are scheduled made him the highest-paid country performer in 2016. Wow. Ticketmaster had also begun to price tickets based on supply and demand and holds its own auctions. Major League Baseball instituted dynamic pricing in 2013. The Ultimate Fighting Championship circuit uses dynamic pricing, making it more difficult for resellers to make a profit. These are much more direct ways to overcome inefficiencies in the ticket market. The BOTS Act would lock the industry into its current practices, effectively protecting insiders' business models at the expense of competitors and consumers. Live Nation controls...
That's what the government does best. I mean, protecting the existing
and messing with markets and just ruining markets.
Right.
Live Nation controls 85% of the primary ticket value, or ticket market, sorry.
That's Ticketmaster.
Yeah, Ticketmaster, right. Without competitive pressure from other ticket sellers, secondary ticket markets, or customers, the firm has little incentive to improve how tickets are supplied.
And let me guess, Live Nation supports the legislation.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that's probably a very
If they've got 85% of the marketplace, then of course they want to lock in the current structure of how business is done.
Yep. Efforts to criminalize bots draw attention away from larger conversation about how venues misallocate tickets in pre-sales. It also detracts from important policy questions about the role of government in enforcing private companies' terms and conditions. If Congress is genuinely interested in benefiting fans, it should allow entrepreneurs to find better ways to match consumer preferences and empower fans to choose how tickets are sold.
Yeah, well, Congress doesn't care about that.
So, I guess...
They're not interested in the fans.
Should we place bets now on how soon, if this law goes into effect, we'll be buying tickets in Bitcoin through cell 411? I mean, they're not going to stop that secondary ticket market.
You know, there's always...
They do try and lock that in place.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's because the market... will demand those tickets, and the scalpers will find a way.
Yep.
They'll find a way to get them. And that just means they'll raise their prices even more.
Right.
So if it becomes more difficult to acquire tickets for scalping, well, then guess what? The scalpers are going to charge more for those tickets.
Right.
So what they might end up doing here is not only protecting Ticketmaster, but also ensuring scalpers make more money on the tickets they can acquire.
Yep.
Hour 2's coming up.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.